Let us again start from the Mishnah. So Rashi said, Reuven ma'ara al-sode shebiyad Shimon. Reuven is ma'ara on a sode that's biyad Shimon. He says, it doesn't belong to you. What's pshat? Ve'oimer, he says, Levi shamoch aloch gozla mimeni. That really this field belongs to me. You purchase it from Levi, but Levi stole it from me. Now this Moira Vuhu Chosam Aleho Be'ed. So Rashi says Vuhu Chosam, this Reuven is Chosam Al Shtara Mechire Shekosav Levi L'Shimin K'shemoch Aloi. When Levi sold this field to Shimon of all people, Reuven was one of the Edim. So Memele, so this doesn't make sense. If you tiny, it's your field. So how did you function as an aid b'shas when Levi sold it to Shimon? Admen Oimel, so Admen says he can tiny, it's no kashe. Asheni noyach li barishin kashe imenu. That means I was very interested that you should purchase the field. I know you're an edel mensch. So when I'll prove that this karke is mine, so I'll be able to take it away from you. Masha'en came from Levi, who is a gazlan. I'll never be able to take it away. So therefore I participated in the mechira. I was made on the mechira, to make sure that it should get out of the shlita of Levi and should get into your issues. Don't tell me, Baba Mai says, this is a dos baldin, that you participated as an aid on this mechire, so that's a dos baldin that taka belongs to Levi. Admen Eimel Rasi Rashi Yochlu Sheyeme Mashle Yirauti Bisho Shalakachta Milevi. That it wasn't Ma'are when you purchased it. V'chosamti B'seich Ashtareit. In fact, I was one of the Eidim. L'fisha Levi Odom Chozak. Levi is a very strong person. V'koshe Lohitziyo Miyod. It's very difficult to get this Kalke out of his Rishus. Pneichli, it's preferable for me shetebiyotcho shaitzienu mimcho bedim. But if it's by you, then I'll be able to be made to bedim. I have edim that it's my field. Ibed eschusay doil v'chosam oide she'ein loy esig bo. The chsime is an edis that it's not his. She'ein loy esig bo, that it's Levi's. So it's a dos baldin, I feel you bring edim. That Levi stole it, but he does, but in Kimeidim Domi. Zog the Mishnah weiter, Aso Simen La'acher, Ibeid es Schusay. Aso Hamurzik Bo. Now, the Murzik, this Shimon, who is Murzik in the field, now he used the Simen, this Kalke, which Reuven is Ma'areram, and let us be Megashim Dinyin, let's say there are two Karkois, Karka Aleph, which is debatable Karka, and Karka Beis, which is next to Karka Aleph, and Shimon wants to sell Karka Beis. So in the Shtar Mechire, that Shimon is selling Karka Beis to the Lekeyach, so it says as follows. This Karka Aleph is being used as a simin to, that we should be able to know which are the boundaries of Karka Beis. Asoa mulzik bo simin la'acha. Shleimocha le'uven, what's la'acha? Shleimocha le'uven zeho eirer aleh. He did not sell this field to Reuven. Elish acher hoyemoicher sode mitzadzu. He sold this field to another person. And he wanted to sell karke beis. Umeitzeloi arbe mitzrei asod. And he writes in the shtar the boundaries, the four boundaries of the soda, he's selling soda base because of loy b'mitzorim, and he's saying meitzah ploini, the meitzah on this ruach, soda sheli. My field is the boundary on this side. But also soda zusimin meitzah lelekeach u'bishmoy shel moicha. That means it says klon d'shtar. That my field, that is the boundary on this ruach. V'zeh chosam aloy seshtar. And now this Reuven is an aid on this shtar. V'loyira, that means in the shtar it says, if we'll read the shtar, it says that the field in this ruach next to the karka aleph belongs to Shimon. That's what it says in the shtar. But lo yira, he didn't say anything about it. He chasmed on the shtar cooperatively. So then, ibe deschus efil al admain, dein loyme kan hasheni neyachli. Here you can't say, I mean, why did you chasm on the shtar? According to you, in the shtar it says a sheker. It says that the boundary on this ruach is Shimon's field. You say it's your field. How could you chasma on the shtar? And you don't have any interest from signing on this. There's no rishon eichli yasheni koshemenu, but you have no interest whatsoever. So why did you do this? So if you did it, so that's a dos baldin, you chasming whatever it says in the shtar. So Mamelus, that's a dos baldin, that the field aleph belongs to Shimon. Let us see Taisvis. Admei noimeh hasheni noich li v'rishin kosh amen. So Taisvis says, afal gav delas ilchese ke admein boho. Now we don't paskin like admin. The lektoni bo royani es divrei admin, because we had before, we only paskin like admin if Rav Gamliel said royani es divrei admin. That was only by the first three Mishnayis, which we had the memra of admin. But the rest of the Mishnayis, we don't have this haskama for Rav Gamliel, so therefore we don't paskin like admin. Leitikshe, so Taisu says, so it would come out. So we hear here on Machloikis, is there such a taina of saying, Hasheni noyechli varishin koshemenu? I mean, that's his taina. He's saying, that what I chasmed on the shtar is not because I am being made that this is a true mecher. It's not a true mecha, it's my field, but the reason that I chasmed is because it's more convenient for me to get this karka out of the Rishus Levi into Rishus Shimon. So there's such a svara. And we don't paskin like admin, so we don't say this svara. So we say, no, it's a doras baldin, that it belongs to Levi. So Taisa says, so if you don't paskin like this svara of Arish and Koshli Vashemi Noichimenu is Lucheira the Gemor and Cheskes Abatim says we do say this for him. They tikshe the Maskinim Cheskes Abatim, Allah Dahi, Mocha Leisode, Ein Meid Loi Aleho. If he sold him a field, he cannot be an Aedis. Now what is the case? Umuki Lo. Beruven shegozal mishimin umochol Levi. Uven stole Shimon's field and sold it to Levi. Ba'osi Yehude become ma'are. And now Yehude comes, this is Nebuch, very Alma de Shikra over here, that Yehude comes to Shimon and he says, you know, this is my field. Was Yehuda become Ma'are? The Leilezel Shimon Lasudi Lelevi. So now Shimon wants to come. Now, between you and me, the field belongs to Shimon. Shimon wants to come and be made that it's not Yehuda's. That's what Shimon is going to be made. He is Edom, he can be Mazem, the Edom of Yehuda. He is an Eitzah what to do. So now Shimon wants to prove that it's not Yehuda's. So the Gemara says, Mishm Denechele de Tekem Ara Biyad Levi, Dal Marisha Neuchli Vashaini Koshemeno. The Gemara says he's an Igeya. That means like this, that if he's going to say now, Shimon is going to say that the field does not belong to Yehuda, he has a big Negiya to say this. What's his Negiya? Because he wants the field to remain by Levi, and then he'll be Meitziyat from Levi. If Yehuda will get a hold of Yehuda, Sheinem al HaShegetz, he wants to, Yehuda wants to steal this field from Levi. So Memele, so he doesn't want that Yehuda should get a hold of this field. So therefore, in what he's saying, he's an Egeya. So since he's an Egeya, he is not Nemun. So Bekitza, here we have a Gemara, that there is such a Taine, that we do say, Orishain Noyechli Vashaini Koshemenu. So Taisus has a problem. Here we don't paskin according to Admoin, that also mentions this Svore, and there the Gemara says he's posaloid because of this Svore. Now, is this Svore a Svore or not a Svore? So Taisi says as follows, Lohoche lehava lelachtoim velase izdova hanira hido mishum nechusa desheini avalosom lav hidohi. So Taisus is saying there is zikha such a svore. That means there is zikha a svore that could be, I would, it's worthwhile for me that, let's say the Gemara and Baba Basra, it's worthwhile for me that the Kaka remain by Levi, not by Yehuda. Now, at the minute it's worthwhile, so Memele, so when you're saying Eidus that it's not Yehuda's, you are Negeya. You have Negeyas to say it. It's worthwhile for you to say this. So Memele, I cannot accept your Eidus because you have a Negeya to say this. Negeya is posaloid. That's it, Chapsu. Masha'in came by the case of Admoin, 100%. 100% it's zicha worthwhile for you that Reuven should sell the karke. It's worthwhile for you that Levi should sell the karke. I'm sorry, Reuven is the Ma'ara. It's worthwhile you for the Levi should sell the karke. That's 100% it's worthwhile for you. But to say, because it's worthwhile for me, I'll do such an action, al chasma anashtar, which my actions show that I'm being made and being made that the karka belongs to Levi. So I'll do an action which is soiser, my whole taine, that a person won't do. That means it's zicha worthwhile, but how much will a person do if it's worthwhile to say a dishek? And maybe he'll say he's not believed, he's an egeya. So memele, so I can't trust him, there's a chash meshaker. But to believe you that because it's noyach, so you went and you were choysim and you did a pu'ule, which is really stabbing yourself in the back. That means I chasmed on the shtar, which really this is saying that the kark is not mine, and the reason I did it because I want it'll be later easier for me to be goyve. People don't do such things. So mamele, so to believe that it's not true and you are made because of this we don't paskal like admin. But that there is such a svara, that surely is such a svara, so mamele, the Gemara Baba Basra is speaking about, can I trust the Nigzal? So we say, I can't trust the Nigzal. Could be a Rishon Nechaliv Rashayni Koshim, and that's why he wants to make sure that it doesn't belong to Yehuda. Omar Abaye. Now, we hear it in that if he's an aide, so then, ibedes chusay. Because the chsime is a haidom that it belonged to Levi. Amar Abaye loishanu ela eid. If he's an eid, Aval dayin loy ibeid eschusay. But if he's a dayin, that means he was a dayin by profession, and Shimon comes to Besdin. He has a shtar mekach that Levi sold him this karke, and he wants that the Besdin should be mekayim the shtar mekach, to write a hempik on the shtar. And two edim come to Besdin, they say that this is achsime, and we chasped on the shtar. And the dayin is mekayim the shtar. So l'chayre, there's also l'chayre bikash. If you're mekayim the shtar, look what the shtar says, that Levi sold the karka to Shimon, and you're mekayim the shtar, you're tying it over with Levi's karka. So l'chayre, the kiyum of the shtar is l'chayre aido, that it was Levi's, and not yours. L'ishanu ela'eid. Avodayin, so the Gemara says, no, it's not like that. Avodayin le'ibed eschusay. Why? The Tani Rabchiya in the Eidim chesma l'ashtar alim kein karu. When Eidim chasma l'ashtar, so before they chasma l'ashtar, they have to read the shtar, they have to know what they're chasmaning on. So memele, when you were an aid for Levi, so you had to read the shtar, no, the shtar, before you chasma, agavuche, I remember I once heard from Rav Roish, Sechayna Levroche, was once an aid on the Ksube, so they were mechabed to be an aid, so then we saw the Kabbalah Skinya from the Chosn and went to Chasme. So Rav Roish said, in fact, I saw it's brought down in Aloch, he says, what are you chasmening? You have to be the star first. What you saw the Kabbalah Skinya. But you're signing on a document, you have to read over the whole document before you sign on it. That's Bemison, this Gemara, in the Eidim Chosman Ashtar, Elim Kain Karu. Eidim only Chosman Ashtar, Elim Kain Karu. Aval Adayonim Chosman Afal Pishaloi Karu. But the Dayonim Chosme, even though they didn't learn the Shtar, so Memela, if the Ma'arel was a dayan on this shtar, and he put a hempik, and he said it's a kosher shtar, that doesn't mean anything. That means Shimon came to Besdin, and Shimon has a shtar, and he brings two edim with him to say that this is the chsime, and the dayan goes and it says they do a mekayim the shtar, so he didn't at all look what the shtar was all about. He doesn't know it's a shtar mech, so it's a shtar mech, he doesn't know what field is involved. So the kiyum of the shtar is no reis on him, even though later he's going to taine that this karka that was sold to Shimon was stolen from him. So the kash is, how did you chasma on the handpicks of the terraces? I didn't read the shtar. Let us see Rashi. Avol dayin shehu v'shtar hamechire bebezden lekaimoy. Kemishpat kiyim shtoris. If a dayin, the shtar was brought to him to be mekayimed like a mekayim ol shtoris. She'edim boin me'idim al ksav yodom. Vadayonim kaisvin and dayonim write shtori denan. This is the hempik. Shtori denan nafki lekodamone. Vasidu sadach simis yodayu. And the edim, the shtar was brought for us, and the edim were made that this is the chsimim. Visharnu vikeamu, le'ibid zchusoy. So now, later, when he's ma'arer on the karka that is now by Shimon, he'll say, you know, Levi stole this karka from me, Levi the Meicha stole it from me, le'ibid zchusoy. Shalayod ma'kosabai. He did not know at all what was written in this shtar, she'ya'arer olav. The Tani Rabchiya ain Eidim Chosma Malashtam Kain Karu Share Al Dibrei Shtar Hein Boim Lohoi. They're saying Eidis on the Shtar, so Memela they have to know what's written in the Shtar. Avo Dayonim Chosma Bikim Avo Bishalai Karu. That's not their Geschäft. Shrei Eino Me'idim Elu Shal Shtar Zer Bo Lefoneinu. All they're saying is that the Shtar is Bo Lefoneinu, Ve'eidim Mekiru Sheich Simosom. Tachsme others say they also have to see the names of the Balei Dvorim, because it could be the Edom Apostle that came to the Balei Dvorim. But the whole Nusach HaShtar, what the Shtar is talking about, that's not their Geschäft. So Memela, that what he was Chaisim in the Hempik is not Raya Bechlal, that he's made that it's a true Shtar. Let us see Taisus. Loishonu alei davodayin loy de Tony Rab Chiye hikshe Rab Yitzchak bar Baruch tohoche mashme deina dayonim idem amashe kosu b'shtar. Here it seems that the dayonim are not made than what was written in the shtar. Ela chsime seidem. All they're saying is that this chsime is not a mezuyiv de kechsime. Because Shemahodom abecheskes habatim echod min ha'achim shayonoisei v'noisei b'seich habayis. There was the father died, there was a Yerusha, and the whole Yerusha was being taken care of by this brother, Shayonoisei v'noisei b'seich habayis. Fine. V'hoya oinois ushtoreis yoitzis al shemoy. Then all of a sudden we saw let's say this brother is Reuven. So now all of a sudden we find stories, I, Reuven, lent so much money to Bel. And then he purchased Kalkois. And so it would seem that, he's the Baldover. It's not from the money of the Yerusha, it's his money. So this is a very modern maise. I mean, all of a sudden he has money. The Gemara says of Baba Basri, he yashined it from Avi Imai. He had a different mother than the other brothers. This money he got from a Yerusha. No one knew about it, but that's what he's explaining. This is my money. It's not from the Yerusha money. So there's a shaila, is he believed to say such a time? Omar Rav, Olov Lohoviraya. That he has to prove that he got Yashin money from Avi Imoy. He has to prove that he has other money. That means if he's handling and he's taking care of the money of the Yerusha, he can't say Stamazain, we should believe him on his word that this is different money. He has to prove it. Umasik, so how does he prove it? Umasik Raya Bikiyam Ashtar. He'll bring the shtar that was Mekuyim. That means, in this shtar that it says that I, Reuven, lent this amount of money to Beryl, and Bezdin chasmed on this shtar, so it's a raya from Bezdin, this is my money, it's not Yerusha money. So that's proof that account that when Bezdin chasmes on the shtar, Bezdin investigates, is it taki your money? Is it money that people that is it Yerusha money? So the Gemara in Baba Basra says that account it's the chiyuv of Bezdin to be derish v'chayke if it's an emissary shtar. And our Gemara says they don't even look at the shtar. They just to see if the chsimis are not mezuyev. Alma kula milse komisadi. The Tiritz Rebbe, the Hosam Badis Lameimed, the Dayonim, Romo Navshay, Lasudi, Legamri, there the Dayonim realize that they have to be mevare the whole thing. Shreihoyu Yoidim Shay Naisiv, Naisim Mesay Chabayis. We're speaking about, they knew he was the Naisiv, Naisim, he was handling Kaseid with the Yerushim money, and now they see a shtar from him that says that he is lending his own money. Estomid the Milsa Lavdi Dehu. Hilkar, he loved the Yodi the Shaloi Hihoya, Lehoya Mekayim, Mekayim and Elabashem Ayesayman. So that means, so over there, since Bezdin was aware, there's a tremendous shaila here, so there Bezdin is chayke b'dayrish. But over here, someone brings the Shimon, who he doesn't know him from Adam, comes and says, b'mekayim d'shtan, he brings to Adam. That's all what Bezdin do. Bezdin see that the kiyam is a good kiyam. Also, simin la'acha. We had in the Mishnah, ira machloikis admein in the chachomim, that is dafke, that if the ma'are was an aid for the gazlan, so admin says it's no raya that I'm moide, that this is a true mecher. So the reason I chasmed was because Rishon Koshali Vasheni Noichim. And I forget they had a big interest to make sure that the Shlita of the Gazlan should get off of this field, that Shimon should purchase it, and then I'll take it away from Shimon. And the Chamach Ha'ilakam Avnu. But the Gemara says, but what is if this Shimon who purchased this Gegazel Tekarka Alibi de Reuven, that's what Reuven is timing. This Shimon sold this, the Karka, the adjacent Karka, Shimon sold to someone else, and in the Shtal Mechiri he writes that this Karka that I'm selling borders the Karka which is mine. So, in this Shtal he's saying that the Karka that Reuven Tainis was his, in the Shtar it says, that Shimon says, it's adjacent to my Karka. If Reuven Chasmed on such a Shtar, so then even Admein is made the Ibed Eschusai, he had no reason whatsoever to Chasmed on such a Shtar, he's not gaining anything from such a Shtar. So Chasmeding on such a Shtar is a Haidor, that the Karka Taka belongs to Shimon. So a little later, Reuven will bring Edim, that the Karka belonged to him and Levi stole it from him, so that's when the Karka belongs to Shimon, remains by Shimon, because they have Aidah spelled in from Reuven that the Karka still belongs to Shimon, since he has it on the Shtar. Also, Simon La'achel, Omar Abaye, Moishonu Elo La'achel. That is Dafkin. If the Shimon is selling the Karka, let us say, to Yehuda, and he asks Reuven to chasma on the Shtar, and in the Shtar it says that the disputed Karka, Reuven didn't dispute it yet, belongs to Shimon, so then we say, Ibed Eschusei, that is Davke, if Shimon is selling the Karka to Yehuda. Avol La'atzmoi, but what is if Shimon is selling the Karka, the adjacent Karka to Reuven, let us see what Rashi says. That means the disputed Karka is a Simin for a Mekach to someone else. Avolaso Murzik, if Shimon, who's now Murzik in Karka Aleph, and he made it Simon La'atzmoi Shel Reuven Ze'oirola, he's selling Karka Beis to Reuven. So Yeshimin Moiches Sodeshe Betzido LeRuven Ze'oirola. And in the Shtam Mekach, that when he's selling it to Reuven, when Shimon is selling it to Reuven, Shemetzel Loisimoni Amitzorim, when he writes out the boundaries of Karka Beis, which he's selling to Reuven, because of Al Sodezu Meitzar Ploini Shali, and this field is the Meitzar, is my field. V'loi Micha Reuven, and Reuven was masking with the Shtar, he purchased with the Shtar, Loi Ibed Eschusai, so then he didn't, that's a Koda Haido, that Karka Aleph really belongs to Shimon. The Omar, he says, Idlei Ovdi Leihoch, you listen, if I start making an Asik, the Shtar is no good, the Meitzer is no good, the Havim is Abinlo Nelly. So he wouldn't sell it to me. I'm interested in not buying Karka Beis. So I better keep my mouth shut. So Memele, so he sells us on the Karka, so the Shtar, it says that it's borders on his Karka, fine. But I can't make an asik about this part. Now, let me first get hold of that karka. My islach lemeim, iboile lemimsa meido. No, I should go over and tell Edim that, listen, I'm purchasing this karka now, but with this star. Now, this star is a strike against me. So I'm telling you the reason I use this star is because I want to make sure to first purchase the karka. He can't be meisa meido, chavre islay, vechavre, the chavre islay. So memele, so that's why I had to keep quiet. I couldn't tell anybody. But in Nemesin, there's no heido whatsoever that I'm being meido that the kaka in reality belongs to Shimon. זאת רשי, לאו דעוב דיהוכי אם לא שעסקתי לממסו מידו, לא אם הלידם בסייסה, הביועדם שביעווה שעל סוד הזו, שעצו זו שאני לקח, this field, which is adjacent to the field I'm purchasing, אני מהרה. ומה ששעסקתי למה שכוספו במצורה, I, why did I keep quiet that it was written בשמוי, the tzitz field, שימן אימוי חלויים כליזויס. Es chavro, chavro yisloi, v'yidiyu, they'll tell them what I said, v'shuv layim keli, some emeile at the present time, you keep quiet and felt it. Zog toisvis, oso simin la'achem. Mitoich halosh, so Rashi learned pshat in the Mishneh, that who's a soul simen la'acher, the muchzik, Shimon, who's now the bailam of the karka, who purchased it from Levi, he, Shimon, when he sold the adjacent karka, he used this karka for a simen, and the ma'are, Reuven, was an aid on this. Mitoich haloshin mashme, the a'oirer koi, it's speaking about that the Ma'orer, the Ma'are Reuven was the one who saw the Melach. Kegoy, what was the case? Shemochar achas misadois fakert. Reuven possessed the karke next to Shimon's karke. Vaso Simon b'shem amurzik. And he made a simen b'shem amurzik. That means that he said, that he said, I'm selling you this karke, and this karke is adjacent to Shimon's karke. He wrote this in the shtar. B'gmar hachi perushi loishonu elo la'achem, avo la'atzmoy le'imit, kloima. Imocha ma'are achas misadoisov l'murzik. Lavidoi. That means if he sold it, this field, to the muzik, that means he's selling the field to the muzik, that means he's selling this field, which is adjacent to Shimon's field, and it says in the field that this field is adjacent to your field. Lavidoi. The lav da of the ochi. If he wouldn't write this, lehava musa kindness of the mimeni, that means I'm selling it to him, and I'm going to start telling him, Ababa Maisa, you know that it's really not adjacent to your field, it's adjacent to my field. Let me first sell the kalke. Bania yisi tzorch lamois, blegalsine mizabin elazovin. But if he sold it to someone else, so then, if the Ma'are sold it to someone else and he wrote it's adjacent to Shimon's field, then it's Ahido. Then it's Ahido. Birushalmi mashmi kerashi shehevi beperish abeinachananu, v'loi soivdovo shaso simen la'acher, not only that he made simen la'acher, afilo aso acher la'acher, v'oirim chose be'eid ibeid zechusay. That Afilu Anacher sold it to Anacher, not the Muzik alone, and he chas medam that, so Ibit Zchusay. Now we hear here the next Gemara is Mamash Amoyre Diki Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Ahuda so simen la'acher. There was a Ma'are who was an aid, or whatever the case was, the Mechlekes Rashi and Tosfos, if he was an aid for the Muzik, or himself sold it, Bekitzer. Asor simelacha, that means he had written a shtar, and in the shtar it says that it's adjacent to Shimon's karke, and so that's like a hido, that the karke belongs to Shimon. He did this first. Then Ira, then he was ma'ara, then he says, you know, this karke, after he did this, he was ma'ara. He said, the karke belongs to me, it's not Shimon's karke. Vishochiv, and then he died. That's what these three things happened. First, he chasmed on the shtar, then he was ma'ar, and then he died. V'ukim apetropis, and they were making an apetropis. Fine. So the apetropis is going to take care of the nichsei ha'yusayim. Also apotropis lakami dabei. So the apotropis came dabei. Now the apotropis wanted to do the best for the Yisrael. I mean, he wanted to get this karka. He wanted to get this karka away from Shimon. The apotropis came up now with two edim that Levi, Shimon purchased the karka from Levi. And Kozman Reuven was alive. Levi stole it from Reuven. That was the story. Levi stole it from Reuven. Then Levi sold it to Shimon. Fine. So the karka, Shimon is now on the karka. Reuven went and signed a different shtar that says that this karka belongs to Shimon. So that was the first mistake he did. Fine. Then his ma'arer, he goes over to Shimon, he says, you know, it's a stolen karka, but his words were worthless. I mean, he says, I mean, go on. Then he died. V'ukim apotropis. Now, there was an apotropis. Now, this apotropis was a very toiglich apotropis. So he got a hold of Edim that were able to prove that Levi Taka stole the karka from Reuven. Fine. He got a hold of Edim. Os apotropis lekami dabai. So he came to Abai. Rashi says, later he brought Edim. So he came to Abai. But we have to take this karka from Shimon and give it to Reuven's Yisaimim. There's Edim. It was a stolen karka. Omalei, so Abai told him, so similar, but there's a problem over here. He was made with his chsime that it's Shimon's. So you have Edim, so you have Eidos Baldin. So Eidos Baldin doesn't help. Oma, so this apotropis wasn't deterred from Abai's kash. He said, no, there's a din tainino, we have to time it. He says, no, I have avu in the yasmi kayim. No, if the father would have been alive, he would have said, tell him echod osisiloch. You know what he would have timed it? He would time it, the karka is taka, the whole karka is mine. The Edom said, it's my karka, it's my karka. I wrote in the shtar that it borders Shimon's karka, I chasmed on such a shtar. Should borders. There was a telem. There was one furrow. There was one furrow that's next to the this karka which was sold. That belongs to Shimon. The furrow belongs to Shimon. The rest of the karka belongs to me. Yeah. So it's no stira. The shtar is saying that the border belongs to Shimon. The Edim say that the karka belongs to Reuven. It's no stira. The border belongs to Shimon and the karka belongs to Reuven. And the Mephoshim say it's speaking about that the Telem had a Shir Soda, because the Nusach, the furrow was a big furrow, that it had a Shir Soda, because in the Shtar it says it's bordering on the field of Shimon. So the furrow is Shir Soda, but it doesn't mean the whole field. The whole field taka belongs. Amalei Shapir Komret. He says, you know, you say very good. Meiridik. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan im toan vo Omer telemecha das isi loch nemon. Rabbi Yochanan taki said this, and Rataisa says the Abaye forgot this. This looks like they're good. If Reuven would be here now and Reuven would tiny this, he's nemon. So it's no stira. The Edim in the Shtar is no stira. Aber zil hable mi is telemech. Aber give him a telem. I mean, good. But you have to give, this whole furrow belongs to him. Havi Allah Richve de Dikla. Now this apotropos was a very shrewd person. He looks at the telem. No, it would be a kleinikite, you know, make a nasik out of it. But on this telem, there was a whole row of the column. It was worth a lot of money. And it's shemesh amayim that we should, he's the apotropos from the Yisaimim. He can't see that a chelik of Nichsei Reuven should go to Shimon Shaloi Kedin. Yeah, Omalei, so he told him, you know, I have a wound, the Yas Mekayim, have a toim, for Omachazalti, Vlakachti Mimeno. You know, if he would have been alive, he would have tied it as follows. He says, you know, that you that Yutaka purchased from me the telem, or the Goslin purchased from me the telem, and then I bought back the telem. I bought back the telem.
I was ishtar.
So we'll see in a minute. Avatoy me mechazalti v'lakachti mimeni. Omer lei shapri kamrit. Omer Rabbi Yochanan im toim v'omer chazalti v'lakachti mimeni. Taki Rabbi Yochanan said the shtik teira also, that the machzi kentayne, the machzi kentayne that I bought it from you, that I bought it from you. Omar Rabbi said, Haiman, the Muki Apotrope, Nuki, Kihai, the Yoda, Vuki, Beschusa, the Yasm. If you ever want to be Mamed an Apotropes, you should be Mamed such an Apotropes who was very shrewd and knew how to handle for the Tzerich Yisayman. Zot Rashi. Zot Rashi, Havlim, Iyis, Telem Echod. Lahache shehevi apetropes sheyisoinim raya shoisha shalaviyim v'gozlo himenu v'loihoyo lemachzik schuksbo. He brought a raya that taka belonged to Reuben. Alafisha soaviyim simen b'shmoy shal machzik. No, the whole problem is because the father who made it a simen b'shmoy shal machzik omulei abayel apetropes bazil havle lemachzik miyis telemech. Haval oise telem richva de dikla. Shuras de kolem de zarov de kolem mekovim zelgav. Then it was worth money. Chazalti lekachti vimenelachi shasisiv simen bishmoy. That means that when I made it a simen, the telem belonged to him. And later I bought it back from him. Nemo. So Rashi says, Ashrek lecha Rashi, Ta pesha osa hu a pesha hita. That the me'acher sheyesh eidim shahoyse shaloi. Rashi says like this, Bechlal, which koyach is, who is saying Bechlal that it belongs to Shimon? This eidim that says that the whole field belonged to Reuben. So Shimon doesn't have any schus. That means without Reuben opening up his mouth, Shimon is a falegane. There are eidim, the karka belonged to Reuben and was stolen from Reuben. Elo, no, the whole schus of Shimon is, al piv shalze, shaso simin lacha. So the peh also peh yitel. The peh that said it belongs to Shimon, the same peh says that I purchased it from him. So this is a shrek lechorashi. Let us see the Tosfos Rid 1 minute. The Tosfos Rid is around 2, 4, 5 lines from where the lines get white. Peirish hamoire. The pesha also who a pesha hit the ainay nirali. There is no such thing. The loy omar the pesha also who a pesha hit eloked the toim ho iser veheter biyachat. That means an isha will come and tell bezin a shesisha yisi veniskarashti. That means Bezdin till now did not know Bechlal that she's an Eishasish. Now she showed you now she's saying Eishasish, and at the same time she's saying Venizgarashti. So you're hearing Issa from me, you're hearing Heter, the same mouth that said Issa, same says Heter. So you can't build Issa for me if I'm saying Heter. Avol imosa atzmei hayoyin. But what if a person will come to Bezna, he shall come to Bezna and say, Eishasisha yisi. She comes 10 weeks later and she says, you know, I gotta get. And yochalata atzmei lemochel. So memeila chamuridike kasha and rashi. Elo hatamu mipnei sheyesh loy eidim shahoysa shaloy. No, he says, the real time is, really, Shimon is coming. See, Schelek on Rashi. Agavuche, the Ritva says on Rashi, Per Kodesh, Ech Yochol Amadovaza. He wonders, I mean, Rashi is doch a Pele Godel, what Rashi is saying. So he says, a new vote. מבני שיש לעדים שאישה שלו אישה לובד. היא איזה איתם. ומשום דחוסם בהו סמנה, אתו איסו איסוי כאילו הידולוי. ומיד, סינס הי חסמת, so this is כאילו he was made in the additions. אף בשלוי הידולה בפרש. Now, let's understand, there wasn't a real הידו, there was just a the mashmois advorim. The fikach, kol taine sheyayme onam aminim loikivim sheyesh leyedim. Now, what the Tesis Rit says is also very difficult to understand. It's not eido, it's keilu eido loy, kol taine sheyayim, it's very unclear. Let us see Tesis. Zog Tesis, omalei shape kamrit, the omar rabbi yechanim. So it's very modern. So Abaye didn't think about it, and the Apotropos said it, that he said a very good shtick Torah. So Tosfos says Abaye lo yizocha b'divrei Rabbi Yochanan, as she skirei Apotropos. The Apotropos told him the story. The ilo yizocha, or you ask me to him b'shvili yisaimim, the kaimelon tainim liyoshin. Im toan ba'oma chazalti v'lakachti mimenu mehemon. Teimo. Frag Tosfos asked the same kasha, am I Nemon? Why is he Nemon? Why could Reuven be Nemon to say I purchased it? Hoyl v'hoyde de lav shaloyhu. Since he was moide that it's not his, aich yochalitain shuv chazalti v'lakachti. How can he now taine chazalti v'lakachti? He was moide that it belonged to Shimon. Ak upon him, the talon belonged to Shimon. Bechitaimo de Nemon, Bemigudi boy, Laihave Chosam, Laihazamigo. If then he wouldn't have chasmed, then there wouldn't have been any problems. Laihave moi de la milsei. Pregavno brine migo, kide pirashna lelbe perka koisa, that's called amigo le mafreye. Gabi itse dat kido gaba maluge de storik, meshe pirashna shom. That if she wouldn't have shown it to Bezdin, she could have timed it something else. But she showed it to Bezdin. That's past history. So that so there's no such migo. If I wouldn't have done it then, I'd be Nemon. But you did it, and now we have this Eichoche. So here, if you wouldn't have chasmed on the star, you could be Seimach on Deide. But now you chasmed on the star, we have your Ados Falti. Lefima Shepirashte b'misho yenosi. The Leitanina Liyasmi Mizuyifu. So now Taisvah makes a whole akimta. Taisvah said in Misha Yenosui that in Hilchis Taininon, Taininon is Psach Pichol Ilim, we taine for the Yisoyimim what the father would have tained. Now, that's Yisoyim number one. Now, Yisoyim number two is we only taine for the Yisoyimim a milsa de shriche. Amil said, the loy shchiche, there's no din tainina. So Tosfos says, lefima sheperashti v'loy tainina liyatsmi mezuyifu. We don't tain the mezuyif. So that means, if the shtar is a shtar she'ine mikuyim, we will not tain it for the yisayme mezuyif, because it's amil said, loy shchiche. Oyme rebi, the matzina lefore shochi, so now we can make it an akimte. Which was not mentioned at all in the Gemara, about Tosfos as the Sekimt. The Mairi. Kigoin she'ein sav yidei ha'edim yoytze mimokimacher. That means, this star, or so simin la'acher, this star that Reuven is gechasmet on this star, so you need kiyum on Reuven's chsime. The Reuven's chsime is not mekuyim. Now this apotropis is saying, you know, it's Reuven's chsime, but Reuven purchased it back. So my mail is like this: from Reuven's chsime, you see that the karka once belonged to Shimon. At least the talon belonged to Shimon. That's what we see from Reuven's chsime. But Reuven purchased it back from him. So Bishas the Kiyum, he has amigo. Listen, if I'd be a liar, why did I have to say it's Reuven's Chsime? I could have said that, I could have said it's mezuyev. I didn't have to be mekayimit. Now, if I wouldn't have been mekayimit, I don't have a heidah of a ruvim. We can tie into the whole ruvim and tzim is a mezuyev de kachsime. So memele, the Shimon wouldn't have anything. So memele, I am mekayimit, but I say ruvim purchased it back. Now, let us see again, Taisus. Lekach, nemo loyma chazati v'lekachti b'menu, migu di boyome mezuyifu. V'loy nechtam, v'loy osisi. That means, let's see, if Reuven would be around, we're tying this for Reuven, but if Reuven would be around, so Reuven could have tied it as follows, that it's not my chsim. And if it wouldn't be my chsim, so there's no heidah. So then you'll believe me with my edim that say it's a stolen field. The boy on the mezuyifu, v'loy nechtam, v'loy osisi simen. Mehemenu loyma, so memel now he's nemo with amigo loyma, osisi simen, v'chazalti v'lokachti. Loy osisi simen, yeah, that means like this. The boy on the mezuyifu, he could have tied it that it's mezuyif. B'loy nechtam, and I never chasm it. B'loy osisi simen. He could have said that. Mehemenu loyma, osisi simen, v'chazalti v'lekachti mimen. I made it a simen. Tak I did it, but I purchased it back from him. V'hod loy komay havi avuin. So Mamela, so just like the father could have tainted Lakahti Mimenu Bimigu of Mizuyev. So Mamela will tain it for the Yisaimim, the same thing. Lakahti Mimenu was Amigu of the same thing. So now we'll tie it for the Yisoimim. Chazati v'lekachti mimenu. V'hod alei komar. So if we are saying now what the father could have tied it. V'hod alei komi avavuin avitoim mezuyifu. So why do you have to go to this whole dreidel? Say, if you're tying what the father could have tied it, the father could have tied it mezuyif. That's true. And you know what to go with this whole taina. The father can taina mezuyif. So we'll taina mezuyif for the yisaimim. That we can let you have a toin, avuin have a toin mezuyifu. The leitanila yasmi mezuyifu. We don't taina mezuyif for yisaimim. Why don't you taina mezuyif for yisaimim? Because mezuyif is milstad leishchicha. So we will not taina mezuyif for yisaimim. Miyu. Chazalti v'lakachti mimenu, tanini lohu. But chazalti v'lakachti mimenu, we will taine for the yisoimim. This is a milsa de shchicha. First of all, we have to know yisoid number one is the whole halacha of taninam was only said by a milsa de shchicha. Bezna will not taine a far-fetched time. So now, if the father were tying the mezuyif, no, the father's tying mezuyif, finished. The father can tie what he wants to tie. But now the father's not around. We have here Yisaimim, we have here Bezdin, we have an apotropos that don't know what happened. But there's a din tanino psach picholilo. Maybe if the father was here. Now, in this din of tanino, in the din of psach picholilo, we have klolim. We have guidelines. The whole din of Tanina is also only by Milsa de Shchich. So Memela, the Bezn Shetaina for Yisoyim and Mezuyev, because the father was Nemun to Taina Mezuyev. Mezuyev is out of the picture. Mezuyev is a Milsa de Shchich, so we don't Taina. Mochalti v'lokachti is a milsa de shchicha. That could be. He sold it to him and he bought it back from him. I mean, that's possible. So memele, mi chazalti v'lakachti mimenu taninilu, ki ben de kosova davu and have a mehenem bach tainem migu di boyama mezuye uke de prishis v'misha yenosi. So Tosfos says, are you certain? Perhaps let's speak out a few yesoides, what we see from this Taisu. So Taisu says like this. The father would be nemon to taine mochalti v'lakachti, b'migu de mezuyif. So since the father's nemon tataine mocharti belakachti, so therefore the vitaine from the yisayimim also mocharti belakachti. Now, there's one ha'ore, that the Ktois asks, why is the father nemon tataine mocharti belakachti? Lochere, the minute he says mocharti, so yen has a cheskus morikame. So now it's amigu lohitzi mi cheskus morikame. That means himself is moided once belonged. Himself is moided that once belonged to Shimon. Now he's time lakachti mimenu. If you want to believe me, the time is lakachti, it's amigu. So the tzais proves from this Taisvis that Migu Lahitzi Mecheskas Morikame is not a Migu, is not a Migu Lahitzi. That's Yisoid number one. Now, Yisoid number two, there's a Ha'ore, let us just say the Ha'ore that Rabbi Chanan is Ma'ire and Ha'ot, and then we'll come back to our Taisvis. And normally, the lomdus of migu is a bir. That means that, let's talk about the father. The father is tining lakachti. He's tining mochalti v'lakachti. Mehichitaisi, should I believe you? I have a migu. Listen, if I'd be a liar, I could have said mezuyif. Zuyif is a very geshmak alai, I'm nemon. So why should I say a batlonish alai of machalti v'lakachti? I could have said mezuyif. So when I say machalti v'lakachti, you have a raya that I'm telling the truth. So when the father tainis lakachti, he's coming with he's not nemon. Because he's nemon to taina lakachti. When the father tainis lakachti, he's bringing proof that lakachti is true. Because if I would be a liar, I could have said mezuyif. So lechayre, the nemonis of the av is mitayres biru, not mikoyach taina. That means, let us say, a bad marshal. Let us say, the father would be nemon to taina lakachti if he would bring two edim that saw the lakicha. Let's say just such a thing for 1 minute. So we'll say, since the father is nemon if he brings to weigh them, so we'll tie the lakachti, because the father could have tied the lakachti. Shem Yishamayim, the father couldn't tie the lakachti. When the father tied the lakachti, he brought to weigh them that saw the lakicha. When we don't have to weigh them, how can we tie the lakachti? When the father tied his lakachti, he brings with it a biru. I'm telling you the truth, because if I'd be a liar, I would have tied it in mezuyah. So the father is nemon mikayach the biru he is bringing. When the yisayimim are tining lakachti, there's a piece of biru that it's lakach. There's no biru whatsoever. So where do we see bechlal adin of taininon if the nemonis of the father is not mikayach tanosoi, only mikayach biru reishal amigu? This kasher Rabbi Chanan asks. And because of this kasha, Rabbi Chanan says, Amuridiki Yisod, which other Achayinim say, that Migu works al Tzchus HaTayne. That Migu does not only work al Tzbiru, no, Migu works that a Baldovo, if with another Tayne could win the Din Teire, so whatever Tayne Taynes, he has a Tzchus to win the Din Teire. That means the koyach ataine that he has makes him capable of winning the din teire with any other taine he has. But he wins with the taine alone, not mitzad the biru, with the taine alone. So therefore, so if the father were taine lakachti, he would be nemon al tzchus ataine. So he has the nemonis and whatever taine taine is. So now there's a din taininon, we taine for the yisayimim also lakachti.